All right, who's next?
Brown Word and the Big Wine.
I used to think you were special. I put you on my pedestal. I used to think you were non-pretentious. Coming at it on the level. I used to think you were the flame to my moth. Till all of the thrill subsided. I can see I was a little naive. Methinks I was a tad misguided. I don't know why I let you drag me around. You act like I ain't worth it, but you won't share.
So I like the first verse okay, and other than the that it has the word methinks in it, which makes me cringe every time I hear it, I like the singing. I think the drum machine and the deep bass and the plinky electric piano all create a really cool vibe that works, and the tempo change, and then the electric guitar slides in and the tempo increases, and I'm like, what? This is great! And then, like, at that point, the song just owns me, and I'm all into it. And I'm like, this is super cool. And then we drop back into the second verse, and I'm grooving to it a little bit. You know, and then I like the second half of the second verse when the guitar starts to noodle on top of the verse. Although I think there may be a few mischosen notes in there. But overall, I think it's good. And then when the second chorus comes in, I know it's coming, but I still really like it. And I think it's awesome. Like, that double time thing is super cool. And then, like, at the sort of the end, there's a line, today is the day is the day. And I'm like, what does that mean? And then later, the last line is, today is the day y'all stop dragging me around. And then I kind of get it. And I'm like, cool. This song's cool. I like it.
Your review is kind of like making me rethink my thoughts about the disparate scoring. I did not like this so much. This song wasn't for me. The vocal line is dissonant with the piano and maybe the guitar, and I'm sure that was a conscious artistic choice. But to me, it was sort of off-kilter in a way that I didn't enjoy. Now, off-kilter isn't bad, you know, like if Jocko Homomorphism did this sort of thing, I might like it better because, you know, that sneer in the vocal performance wouldn't be, you know, omnipresent throughout the lead vocals. So, yeah. There is a lot of stuff to enjoy, and I like it when people take these, you know, strange sort of directions with, what I think is a pretty dissonant combination of vocals and piano and guitar, but yeah, also I do love that line, you're all faces in the clouds, which I thought that was great writing, because, you know, you think faces in the a face in the crowd or something like that, but faces in the clouds is also neat, and it does fit with the pareidolia,
yeah,
sort
yeah.
of a notion
also, but bird yeah. noises at the end.
I thought that was mandatory.
Check.
Yeah.